I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. The fight for an eight-hour workday was one of the most difficult and important efforts of the U.S. labor movement. Such slogans as 8 hours for work, 8 hours for sleep, 8 hours for what we will, became the rallying cry for working people. Winning the eight-hour day did not happen all at once. It was a long battle fought on the shop floor, in the streets, and in the courts. On this day in labor history, the year was 1917, marking another important step along the journey to the eight-hour day. It was today that the Supreme Court handed down its decision in the case of Oregon versus Bunting. In 1913, Oregon had passed an act that read, "No person shall be employed in any mill, factory, or manufacturing establishment in this state more than 10 hours in any one day." This law applied to both men and women. An earlier law had set maximum hours for women, but this new act extended the rules to men. The act required that after 10 hours, employers had to pay time and a half for up to 3 hours each day. The reasoning was that working over 10 hours a day was harmful to the health of the workforce. A mill foreman named Bunting did not follow the new law. He kept working his employees for 13 hours a day without overtime pay. He took his case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. His argument was that the state of Oregon had no business regulating private labor contracts. The Supreme Court decided in favor of the state of Oregon. It was an important victory for labor. The case became a key precedent for the implementation of the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938, which put national rules in place regulating overtime and minimum wages. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.